not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football, and really it's a lifestyle podcast. Stephen Hartzell, how you doing?
I'm great. It's good to be with you boys, and excited to talk football and gardening today.
Yeah, I got some gardening stuff. My tomatoes are looking right. Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L_Cerberino on social, and a guitarist and vocalist for the Killer Ants, Ants with a Z or a Z, depending on what country you live in, or continent, I guess. How are you doing?
I'm good, dog.
What is this, Shaq?
No, man, I'm good.
Are you Shaqed and a Fool?
Nah. Nah, I ain't doing that. I'm good, dog.
It sounded like you're doing your Shaq.
That's not my Shaq. This is my Shaq. If you want to hear my Shaq, it sounds just like this. But it's pretty much exactly like Shaq. Just in case you're listening right now, this is not Shaquille O'Neal. This is Cerber doing Shaquille O'Neal. I know it sounds just like him.
That's not even the best Shaq on the entire show. I've got a better Shaq.
It's the best Shaq. I am Shaq, Daddy.
Have you had the new Shaq-Daroni pizza?
Shaq-Daroni.
I also own movie theaters and Starbucks.
What theaters does he own?
I thought him and like Magic Johnson owned a bunch of movie theaters. I could be wrong.
Magic Johnson, I know, owns movie theaters.
I thought Shaq had a few too, dude.
I've been craving to go to an AMC ever since I was at this Regal. Just
AMC slaps, dude.
Popcorn's different. See, but the Grand here is, it's a better theater.
Here, Hartzell? Locally. Yes, agreed.
Yeah, here. It's a better theater.
Bigger
like it's
seats,
a better seats, yeah,
nicer
better,
amenities, less people. It's not near Haynes Mall, which is like per capita the most dangerous place in Winston-Salem. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wouldn't know. I don't agree with the last half of that.
Which part? It's statistics.
Per capita.
It's statistics, man. The most dangerous part of Winston-Salem is the mall area. There's just a lot of riffraff.
I don't know if you know what per capita
what
means,
mean,
though.
Riffraff. I reject everything Hartzell is saying.
I don't know if you know what per capita means.
I mean, it's Latin.
No, I understand. I understand what per capita means.
By heads. For each head.
Not a lot of people live there, bro.
Per person.
Like, no one lives there. You realize that, right?
If there was
There's a few apartment complexes, but no. So what do you mean per capita? No one lives around the mall. It's all businesses.
It's
so,
the
yeah,
highest concentration of crime in the city. I've seen the police reports, man. Listen, okay.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, so the police. Again. Yeah, it's also the most visible part of the city. Hartzell, do you not understand that? That, like, of course there's more crime there because that's where all the cops are. Where cops are, there will be crime reports because there's fucking cops there. Where the cops aren't is where there is more fucking crime. No fucking doubt about it.
And we're off.
I'm just saying that, like, if you have just, like, this, like, a suburb of that has 500 homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 10 crimes. That doesn't register to people. Because if there's 300 crimes at a mall that gets 150,000 people, that's fewer crimes.
It's 3 miles down the road from the mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's closer to the Hobby Lobby and the Firebirds.
Okay, yes.
By the way, can I just say this? I'm just going to interject. I'm going to bring the energy down. Firebirds fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah, I mean, some people go there for graduations. It's like a nice restaurant and stuff. Cerber,
some
I'm sorry.
Don't know how to cook.
I'm sorry I stepped in it. I apologize.
You're so wrong. Well, you don't have to apologize. You just have to be right from now on.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
No, I want to keep talking about. I want to keep talking about Firebirds because I do think it does suck.
Well, the Firebirds here is doing quite well.
No. I didn't say they're not doing well. I said it sucks. Those are two different things. McDonald's is doing well. McDonald's sucks.
Yeah, but in fairness, man, there's like five chain restaurants that you mess with. Probably less than that.
Yeah.
So,
and you mean fewer, but yes.
Yeah, fewer.
You're an English major.
I was a long time ago.
No, I don't. The only chain restaurant that I will like, there's, you know what? There are probably three chain restaurants that I will like actively go to have the food. Do you want to do your top three?
I'm not prepared for that. No. Go ahead.
No?
Go ahead.
You want me to start?
Yeah, please.
And give you some time to think?
Sure.
If I'm on a road trip, Arby's number one with a bullet. Because Arby's has actual, you can see them slice the meat. Actual like deli sandwiches. And I can't eat like things that are put in a deep fryer and like, My food is mixed with somebody else's food, and it's like they're just like taking parts of it away. No, thank you. Can't do it. Will not do it. And then the other two chains for me are, I guess the other three chains for me are Del Frisco's, The Palm, and Ruth's Chris. Is that bougie? Yes. Do I care? No.
Solid.
Like, okay, you had time.
How many do you need? Three?
Yeah, three.
I mean, I ate Chick-fil-A yesterday on the ride home. I seeked it out. Like, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I just sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I
talked to you yesterday.
Sometimes I just need a safe meal.
That's your safe meal.
I mean, it is when I'm like on a highway. Like, I just, you know, I'm
that's
just
why
trying
I,
to
that's
get
what
home.
I, that,
I can't that's do why the Chick-fil-A dinner though. The lunch and dinner, it's not good. Compared to the breakfast, compared to the minis and the biscuits, the chicken biscuit?
I think their biscuits suck shit.
They're inconsistent. How about that?
Sure. I'll give you that 100%, but some of them bang. I've had and
they're
like
undercooked.
The one right next to where you just were, Hartzell in Atlanta, that fucking biscuit fucked.
They're undercooked.
There's a different level of yeah, if you go to one where they don't give a fuck.
I'm with you. If you get a solid Chick-fil-A breakfast, yeah, for sure.
It's on a different level. But the milkshake, highly underrated fast food milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, what am I going to do? So you're asking me to just get diarrhea.
Okay, so Chick-fil-A 1, Waffle House 2, right, Hartzell?
We are not allowed to go to Waffle House.
I mean, Waffle House is probably in the top five. I don't know if it's a top three.
My wife had a very bad experience at a Waffle House, and she's like, we'll never come back here again.
Ever.
It's just one Waffle House. You just go to a different Waffle House.
Yeah, I'm with
no, we have, Serbs we on have, this. We have these like close family friends. Their routine is they go to Waffle House every Sunday. And they're like, would you guys like to come with us? I know where they go to the Waffle House out here on 51 by the Lowe's. I know where they're going. And I was like, we're not going to Waffle House. She likes these people. And she's like, no.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's
she
fine.
She just said, I love them. We're not going to Waffle House.
That's that's
straw?
Fine.
What the? She just brought me a water and she put a straw in it, and this is ridiculous.
A sippy straw?
I'll drink out of straws, baby.
You ever look tough drinking out of a straw?
I mean, it's not even that. It's just I don't like.
Just try.
I like the whole mouth feel when I'm having a drink. Know what I'm saying?
You don't want it just on the center of the tongue.
Yeah, I want the whole thing in there.
Hartzell, I don't think I've ever seen you drink from a straw.
No, I don't. I don't seek it.
Yeah,
don't like
I reject
it.
Them at restaurants. I
do too.
Trying to save the turtles, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just throw those straws away because they can't give them to someone else.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You should be vocal. I try to be vocal. Give them to no
somebody.
Straw.
If they're in the paper, they can give them to someone else.
That's gross. It's been on the table while they ate.
Okay, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't. I'll be honest. I don't care. I'm not using a straw.
Mm. Did I hit record? Hang on a second.
Hartzell.
This has got to be a good joke by you.
I'm a little I'm fried, man. I'm cooked. We got back from Atlanta late. I'm kind of dragging.
How long is that drive?
Well, the drive
5 hours.
The drive took 6 because we left Atlanta at 3:45 in the afternoon, which is not a good time. Not a great idea.
Not the best time.
So it's a 5 hour drive that took 6 hours.
No, it's 4 and a half. Yeah, it's 4 and a half. It's just if you.
I'm going on Tuesday, and I'm driving back at the end of the night. I need it to be a 4.5 hour trip on the way home.
Atlanta traffic extends all the way to Buford, and then you've got Greenville, Spartanburg, which is a mess. Gastonia is a mess. There's just, I mean, that whole they're paving 85 in South Carolina, which they've been working on for 25 years. I mean, it's
that's why they don't know what they're doing in South Carolina.
They have no idea.
They have no clue of what they're doing.
It's tough, man. Yeah. It's a tough scene.
Like did you notice when you went from Georgia to South Carolina, or when you went from North Carolina to South Carolina, and you're like, oh, shit, this place is
To say, there's not much difference between Georgia and South Carolina. They're pretty fucked down in the Peach State, too. But North Carolina, our roads fucking rule. We pay for it at the gas pump with the road tax, but, like, it's worth it. Worth every penny to me.
Yeah. That's what you, in the words of Don Draper, that's what the money's for.
Yep.
Like, literally, that's what the money's for.
Yeah, man, the road tax at the gas pumps in North Carolina is, you know, should convince everyone that, like, no, just tax it and then give it to us better. Works in every situation.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Give me that health care. Give me that road tax health care.
Dude, give me that road tax health care. You know what I like? I'll be honest. I like the flowers.
Yeah, we got a lot of flowers on our highways, on our exits, near the underpasses.
Yeah, we got flowers.
It's beautiful to drive through North Carolina. I give it to Virginia, too. Virginia's a beautiful state to drive through.
Yeah, give it to me. I'm like
Tennessee,
Rick James.
Georgia,
give it to me, baby.
South Carolina.
Give it to me.
Alabama.
I'm going to Memphis today. I am.
Tennessee ain't got it, but it does have the mountains. Like, once you get through the mountains, though, it looks a lot like Georgia.
Well, the good thing is I'm flying, so I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not. My dad drove, stopped at, let me see where my dad stopped at.
Hartzell, Memphis is a dangerous city. Are you concerned for Felder?
I mean, there's parts of Memphis that are dangerous, sure, but, you know. It's part of living. It's part of the life choices that we make, right?
All right, man.
My dad stayed in Jasper, just past Birmingham.
Jasper.
So he stayed there.
Listen, let me just say something real quick. Just real quick. We can go back to Felder's Memphis thing.
I burned him up so good.
I have lived in a small town now. I consider Winston-Salem a small town. It's not rural, but it is a small town. Can we agree on that?
It's a small city.
Small city.
Small
okay,
city.
Good. Small city. It has ruined my perception. It has affected my perception of big cities, large cities, urban areas, to the point where, like, I understand they're a part of, like, traveling. You have to go to airports, you have to stay in hotels, you have to work on the road, things happen, you got to go places. I'll never live in one again. I won't. I just won't.
You didn't have a good time in Atlanta.
I mean, we didn't do anything. Like, we're literally, it's like when you remember when we went to Indianapolis and we were just in a hotel for 3 days and we're just like walking underneath tunnels and you're crossing
streets.
Time
of my life, man. Like, me and you against the world.
We
had our boys there.
We did not explore Atlanta. We ate out a couple nights, but like, nah, man. Like, there was no.
That was beautiful, man.
Coolest part about Atlanta was, like, Beyonce was in town. The people watching was A+. Okay, That doesn't happen here. Like, culturally, there are all kinds of things you can get.
You don't work the night shift at the Blitz, dude. Let me tell you about culture people watching.
Yeah.
I'm
the showcase studio on Trade Street in Winston-Salem. Come on, dog.
You gotta pick one, Hartzell. You gotta pick one.
What do you mean?
Are you a true DSGB?
I mean, down south Georgia boy. No, I would say no.
Okay. Damn, you're about that salt life now.
Salt life.
You're salt life.
Damn. See, this is also Liz moved to the coast. She's a part. She's an influence on this.
She's still in Midtown.
You know, she don't hang there. You know that. We know what's
Does
up.
Does she hang and bang in Midtown?
She's still pretty hip to the Atlanta scene. I just look, man.
That's because she's a hip chick, man. But you know, you're not cool.
I'm telling you, as a father, like as a husband, like I like it better out here. I do.
Yeah, man.
Straight up.
This is not a surprise. Look at James. Also at the beach. Y'all are Salt Life. Y'all are Salt Life.
You guys are a Salt Life family.
Go Gators.
Yeah, I need to get a sticker. Yeah,
you should,
dude. If you put a sticker with like on a turtle, freaking Tahoe.
I don't know why. I don't know what I'm waiting for at this point.
A Salt Life sticker on that fucking Denali.
I need to just embrace it. You're right,
bro.
You think I can get one of those like really big ones that cover like the whole back?
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
I'll work on that.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to clean the back, your rear windshield.
Yep, because I know you don't wash your car, dog.
You don't go to the car wash?
I haven't washed my car in years, dude.
Are you serious?
You don't wash this car? Yeah. It's surprising. It looks good. You can tell it's kept in a garage because it's a black car and they show everything. But he parks in a garage at work.
Dude, I caught my kids drawing on my car with a rake the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, though?
No.
Yeah.
They keyed your car with a rake?
Yeah.
Huh. What'd they draw?
The windows, like, they, please like tell me the, it's dust, a dick. The dust part or, no, like, the
door,
actual?
The doors, man.
Yeah. The end of the paint, right? Yeah. Scratched it. What'd they write? Please tell me it's a wiener.
No, one of the somebody wrote the letter A.
I've never wrote a drawing.
And I'm just like, dude.
Oh, you tipped over my giggle back.
How'd that go?
I yell at my kids sometimes. All right. I'm not gonna sit here and say that I don't. I do. That was one of those times.
Oh my god. Oh.
So in terms of like, do I want to go to the car wash? Like, no, man, my wife's car goes to the car wash. Yeah, yeah's car goes to the car wash. All I need to do is vacuum my car because it's disgusting inside.
Do you have a membership to a car wash?
Yes.
Okay.
What is it, so, Zips?
Yes.
You just don't want to take your car.
They got the deal through work, I think.
It's just not, it. There's no benefit here for me. That's all I'm saying. Like,
they have free vacuums though, right?
Yeah, all day.
You love to see it.
So you will go and vacuum your car.
I will go and vacuum my wife's car. Like, I take pride in cleaning her car and Yaya's car, but my car is the beater, dude.
You don't vacuum your car?
Sure. But like, I'm not going to Zips and using our membership for my car.
What kind of membership are we talking about? Because I have a membership as well.
It's the little sticker thing that you put in the corner, right?
Mine is license plate recognition.
Ah, okay. Ours is like a little sticker, like license plate registration type format where it's on the piece of paper. You're supposed to apply it to the windshield.
Yeah.
We just have it and we kind of transfer it back and forth a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
So you're paying for one membership for three cars.
I mean, it's like stealing.
The thing you're good at.
Never changed, brother.
I was. I mean, I don't, that's the old me, man.
How is it the old you if you're doing it right now?
Because I don't. The days of like, you know, stealing cologne testers are over. You know, now I just share Zips car washes.
Don't live like that no more.
It's white collar crime. You know what I'm saying?
So I have.
Give me a soda cup when I order a water. That's on you. You know what I'm saying?
I did that, bro. I did that at the Mario's in High Point. I went and got some pizza, and I was like, give me a water. I went over there, filled that motherfucker with Coke.
Yeah, you did. How'd you feel?
I felt great. It was a rush.
Yeah. See?
And I think they saw me, too. And you know what? They didn't say shit.
It's not their soda. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
No, I mean, if you're a franchise, like, that stuff adds up after a while. It does.
To who?
To the franchise.
Yeah, she was like 19. She didn't, that ain't her place.
But again, that's not her soda. She's not the franchise owner. She don't care.
Look, if I understand. I have worked in franchise establishments where it's like, yeah, it's not my franchise. But if you add this up over the course of,
talking about Starbucks, right?
No, I'm talking about like Jersey Mike's, Wingnuts, like Wing Planet Nuts, Smoothie. That's,
yeah, you was delivering wings that one year.
There's all kinds of franchise. I've probably worked.
I thought you got fired from Wingnuts though.
I got fired from Planet Smoothie.
Oh my god!
I did not get fired for Wingnuts.
For what?
You left on. You resigned from.
I was giving away. I was giving out like way too many free smoothies to my friends.
Hot girls, right?
I mean,
did you use? Hang on.
I was a junior in high school. So,
and you know, the only thing that comes into the smoothie shop is good looking girls.
Were you giving them out in the cups?
Yes.
See what you. Here's what you got to do.
Bring your own cup.
And this is. Have them bring their own cups.
That wasn't why I got caught. Trust me, that wasn't it.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it was the cup count. I think it was the fact that the people I worked with were like, this fucking guy's giving away free smoothies.
Right, but you, if you do it, because I'll say this. My daughter, this is the most insane thing that, it's still one of the most insane things in my life.
Nice.
My daughter was in class, her first grade class, with a kid who I played high school baseball with.
Wow, he's still in the first grade?
His kid. I know, you did. You make the same joke every time because I say it wrong. But his kid is in class with my daughter. He and I played high school. My daughter's friend and I. My daughter's
hanging out with this little kid,
huh?
And her dad and I played high school baseball.
Is this like
together.
A sling belt, like a sling blade situation? I like the way you talk. I like the way
French
you
fry
talk.
Potatoes. Well, I tell you what, we got a lot of French fry potatoes, and we got a bunch of blizzards because he worked at the Dairy Queen, and. He was like, all you have to do is bring your own cup. They check the cups every day.
Interesting.
Bring your own cup. If you bring your own cup, I can give you as much like ice cream as you want.
Okay.
Damn.
And that guy's daughter is in class with my kid. There we go. I got it right that time.
Hartzell.
Yes.
Culver's Concrete Mixer or Dairy Queen Blizzard. Go.
I'll go Culver's. But those are harder to find than a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Especially not like around, down here for sure.
Not. I feel like a Blizzard's harder to find in Winston-Salem. Where are you going to get a Blizzard?
I just mean maybe like on the road. You're right. I know where the Culver's is here. And
we got a Culver's and
out.
We got one in Greensboro too, I think.
I don't know where the DQ is here now.
Yeah. We used to have one attached to a gas station off of at Silas Creek and Peters Creek there, you know? But
the
that's
only
not there
one
anymore.
I know is on 74 on the way to Fayetteville. That's the only one
They got rid of the Dairy Queen Orange Julius in the mall.
You ever fuck with the Sonic? The Blasts?
The Blasts are good.
There's a Sonic that's across from Biscuitville, right?
Sonics in like the Midwest are like, they hit different. I noticed that. All these trips to Missouri and Kansas the last couple of years. Yeah, Sonic, damn.
I like it. That's good burgers and they got tots.
There's a Sonic in Fayetteville near Yakin Road.
Those are good burgers, Walter.
Very nice.
I don't know where there's a Sonic in Charlotte.
We're about to have a Whataburger in Greensboro, though.
We'd have one here.
What are you talking about here? They're putting one in Clemens?
No, they're putting one on Stratford, where the old PDQ was.
Say word?
Yes.
I know that.
The sign's up and everything. It's coming. It's going to be a shit show, but it's coming.
What's y'all cookout game looking like?
We got a few.
We got plenty of cookouts. The only cookout that isn't doing well that I know of is they put a cookout in King, which is where the Dario is from.
Yeah.
And the Dario is staying packed, and cookout is not. People ain't hitting it except for, like, late night. But someone told me that it's only open late on, like, Saturday nights. On Fridays, they close at, like, 10, which, I mean, what you doing?
What are you doing?
Why'd you even
it's
open?
Not going to get it done.
No.
You got it.
So I've not been to that King cookout, but we got one right up the road from us, Hartzell. that one is good.
Yeah.
And like I think the I think one of the OGs is the University Parkway one up the street from me too.
I have a there's a cookout that's a mile away from my house.
Yeah, same.
How many times have you hit that in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
Probably three or four.
Yeah, you don't eat like that.
Well, hang on. That was, okay. But that's pre-2018.
Yeah.
I haven't had fast food inside of my body.
Damn.
I want to say you told us you got Burger King or McDonald's like one time because that was it. Is that what that was?
That was a drive to Michigan to go see my wife's family. That was the last time because in 2018 I did stop and get Checkers Rallies, and I got very sick and I still had to keep driving home for my grandma's funeral. That was not fun.
Yeah.
And then with the funeral we had, I picked up a bunch of Bojangles for my family, and I also just was like, I won't eat. It's fine. I'm not going to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, for my, like, whole family, like, two of those, like, tailgate boxes. And then we went to Michigan, I think it was 2019, for my wife's cousin's graduation. And we stopped because McDonald's was the only thing that was on the way. And we stopped and got that. And then I was like, this is awful. I can't do this anymore. And then I haven't had it since, I guess 2019.
On the way to the beach last week, Hartzell, we stopped at McDonald's, got me the two cheeseburger meal, crispy ass Coke. Still here.
I will say this.
Put seven French fries on the cheeseburger.
Yeah, always put fries on my burger at McDonald's.
Yep. Usually seven. Seven is the perfect number. I pick out the seven crispiest ones.
The Coca-Cola slaps at McDonald's. I will say that.
I as an adult now, I would always wonder when I was younger. Like, I would see people roll into the drive-thru, get a large drink, and then peace out. And it always, I was always like, what in the fuck is this? Even when I worked at the movie theater, we would have people roll in, get a large soda, and then leave the movie theater. Yeah. And I just didn't get it. But as an adult now, I understand there are some places with a crispness to that Coca-Cola or Diet Coke that just can't be matched anywhere else. And so I understand why people do that at McDonald's specifically. McDonald's and movie theaters, I think, have the best Coca-Colas and Sprites.
Well, my only pushback, gas stations that have the cooler, not the wall of coolers, but that have like an actual cooler where you lift up the lid
and there's ice
and there's ice in there and you can get like a Mexican Coke.
Yeah. Well, that's different.
They're
for sure.
Few and far between.
Yeah.
But those things, they slap so hard.
Yeah.
Like, and I will say
this.
Knee-high
on ice. Ooh,
oh,
baby.
My gosh. Peach knee-high? I used to stop.
I like peach. I like orange. I like purple. I like it all.
I used to stop and pick up a peach knee-high for my grandma on my way to Fayetteville.
Man, they are. Do they have those in other states? Call them the show.
I have no clue. 336-448-3607. Call the show. What do you think about peach knee-high?
Yeah. My dude, dad loves the Great Knee High. My dad's favorite soda, I think, grape Knee High. Yeah.
Dude, Hartzell, have you had Knee High?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, it's fine. I'm not a huge fruit soda guy.
What do you mean?
I don't crave grape or orange.
You thought you stepped in it earlier.
Sodas.
You got no idea.
I'm not talking about craving it. I'm saying, is it good?
Plus, you got to try the peach.
It's fine.
You got to try the peach. Like,
well, you didn't
I
say
love
it's
the
good.
Orange,
you
but
fine.
You
got
to try the peach.
Because it is fine for me. You know, it's fine. I don't.
You love the fruity shit, the cherry Dr. Pepper shit.
I don't.
Cheer one.
Do we consider. Are those fruit
cherry
sodas,
fruity?
Though?
Yeah, I do.
Those are cola based sodas with fruit injections.
Dr. Pepper isn't a cola based soda, is it?
I mean, it's a dark soda. I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think that means it's Kohler. It's like a.
I'm not a soda expert. Not a soda expert.
It's a. What is it? Sarsaparilla. That's not what that is, right?
I will gladly get out of the way of any soda discussions. It's like me talking wrestling, man. I don't watch wrestling.
Holler. I don't watch wrestling either. Dr. Pepper's a sarsaparilla. Am I wrong? Holler at us again. 336-448-3607.
Dr. Pepper is what? 13 flavors? Is that right?
23. Michael Jordan. That's why the Bubba Wallace drove the 23 car, the fucking 23 Dr. Pepper.
They did not have the gigantic case, like coolers of Dr. Peppers at Media Days this past year. I was kind of hoping that they'd have some.
Really? I mean, earlier this week.
It was all
fountain. Are they cutting back?
It was just all fountain sodas. There were no cans.
Did you? So you had to get like your own cup?
They have like little plastic. They're not really reusable. They're like the single cups.
The little boys?
But they had the Sun-Kissed on draft. I remember that from my last year. Little 8-ounce cups.
Like the ones you get at the dentist that they do the fluoride in?
They're bigger than that. Bigger than that. Maybe they were 10 or 12 ounce cups. They were small.
Paper cups.
No, they were plastic. It was just they were thin. They weren't like reusable.
Oh, yeah. Like the thin plastic with ridges.
Yeah. Oh, the thing that I'm doing.
It's like a solo cup.
The thing I'm doing with my cooler, because I'm not letting these kids use all these water bottles.
Nah, putting their hands in the cooler, nasty.
No. I'm talking about the orange igloo where they just hit the button and that's all you get.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
I like that.
Sorry, dog.
You should get some cones. You should get some paper cones.
I tried to find some and I couldn't.
I'll look at Costco for you.
Our Party City just went out of business.
I think we got those at the Co., don't we, Hartzell?
That's a good question.
I think we got them.
I can get them on Amazon. That's not a problem.
Yeah, but it's nice to just...
You know what I just got on Amazon?
Hmm.
Flask. Plastic.
Okay. Get through anything with that.
Where are you taking a plastic flask?
To Memphis.
Interesting. So you're going to fill it up with turkey,
mm-hmm.
put it in your luggage, like your carry-on?
It's a checked bag.
Checked bag. Okay. So you're bringing your own bourbon to Memphis.
Yeah, I don't want to like I'm going to hit the ground running.
Okay. Very good.
What do you mean?
So I wanted to make sure I understood like it's for you. It's not like you're not sharing it with anybody. This is just your own personal like
I'm going to Memphis by myself hotel room alone.
Mhm.
So I'm going to bring some whiskey so that when I get there, I don't have to look for a liquor store.
Yeah.
I just land, get in an Uber,
mm-hmm.
get my bag to the hotel where the first event of the evening is in my hotel.
Hang on. Let's back up a little bit. You're going to land, get your bag, take a couple nips, then get in the Uber.
No.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either. You're the guy who, as soon as he gets off the plane, is like, drink.
That's when I get off the plane in Charlotte, specifically.
Okay.
Because my man Tony already knows the assignment. Tony knows I get off the plane. He sees me. Tony already pours my drink. That's different. Memphis, Tony. I don't know anybody in Memphis.
Sure.
Tony.
Hey, so Tony. I'm going to land. Yeah. So I'm going to land. I'm going to get my bag. I'm going to get in an Uber. I'm going to check into my hotel room. After I check into my hotel room, go upstairs, do my normal unpacking. This is a big thing. I'm going to unpack the way that I usually unpack, which is because I'm used to traveling by myself. I'm going to unpack my normal way. And then I'll have a nip, probably take a shower. But the first event of this event of the family reunion is at my hotel.
Mm.
So, look, I got to run a show. I downloaded the Runnest Show.
Let me ask. When was the last time you went to a family get together without Savannah? It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Bro, you better get tore up this week, man.
Yeah, are you prepared to be the star of the show? Like, we talk about how you're supporting character, right, on the last episode.
The supporting character.
This is main character Felder coming in hot to Memphis. No kid.
A plastic flask.
No wife, who you love dearly. This is just you with a plastic flask coming in with the old gang.
Two of them.
Two plastic flasks?
With two plastic flasks.
Jesus.
You and the old gang.
But
you
they
and
all
the
have
fam
kids.
Cutting
we
up.
We all have kids. My kid just has like swim shit going on. So
I know.
Like,
I'm just saying they're gonna you. That means you're Uncle Felder at this. You're the Funkle at this function.
Exactly. Yes, I am gonna be looking out for my cousins and my nieces and nephews and making sure that they're good to go.
They're gonna love you, dude. They're gonna be all about you this week. You're gonna be a rock star. You're not prepared for the level of adoration that's about to be heaped on you. Why? Because I know it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it never
happens. I know what you usually get is, give me my bagel. Give me my English muffin.
Did that this morning.
Yeah. Thanks, no, Dad.
So we got 7 p.m.
That's the heaping praise.
Man, thank you. You think she says thank you?
Them girls going to be ordering.
Damn.
DoorDash from Moe's and like,
bro, they're gonna get Chinese food.
Bro, they gonna be struggling.
Like she, like literally, Savannah goes, I guess we're gonna have Chinese food.
Mm. Nice.
So here's what we have. 7 p.m. evening get together at the rooftop lounge that overlooks Beale Street. Okay. Then we have time on your own on Saturday.
How long?
How
long is the time on your own window?
Until 6 p.m.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then double plastic flasks about to get a workout.
Sunday. Well, I guess I still have to go for a run on Saturday. Today I'm going to do it here. Tomorrow, I'm going to go for a run in Memphis, which will be very cool. Like, I'm excited to do that. I like, whether it's New York or Chicago or L.A., whenever I'm in, a new city, it's really cool to, kind of get lost in the city. And the good part is you have GPS, because otherwise you could actually get lost. But there's some things I want to go see. So I'm going to do that. And I also, I'm going to hang out. I think I'm staying in the hotel. My brother and my sister-in-law and my dad, I think, are staying in an Airbnb. So that I think they might have a pool. So we'll figure that one out. And then on Sunday, I can't go to any of these things on Sunday. There's a parting prayers thing at 11 in the hotel lobby, and
you're not going to go pray before you fly home?
Yeah, I'll probably do that on my way out. I'm not a monster.
That's not how it gets down.
No, don't. Mm-mm. No, no.
Better not.
Nope.
Bet not.
I'll show up for that, and then I'll go get on the plane.
Good for you, man. Family's important. That's awesome. Good for you. Sounds fun.
It is
fun.
Important. And it does. And
have fun at Graceland, man. Tell the king I said what's up.
I know. So here's the funny thing. My lady June at the Harris Teeter was like, June goes, you've been shopping different this week. And I was like, yeah. I'm going out of town for 3 days, and I need to make sure that, my wife and kid have what they need. And have your kids stopped drinking milk, Hartzell?
Like, on its own? Like, just a glass?
Yes.
Yes, correct. They have.
Savannah is in that process, too. What have they replaced it with?
I mean, honestly, man, we just, like, if Gatorade is around, they'll drink Gatorade. But, yeah. I mean, we don't really do, we definitely don't do soda. Maybe some juice every now and then, like a juice box, but.
She'll do, she does Body Armor instead of Gatorade.
Mm.
But also, Simply Mango.
Wow.
Okay.
That is very specific.
Oh, yeah. It is very specific, Cerber. Not Simply Peach.
Not every place that carries Simply carries Simply Mango.
Not Simply Peach. Not Simply Orange. Simply Mango. And I was like, I need to go, and she's running through it. So I went and bought three of the, you know, the normal size Simply bottles.
Uh-huh.
So I bought three of those to get through the weekend. Because I know they're not going to go to the, they're not going to go to the grocery store.
They're going to go to the pool.
They're going to go to the pool. They have pool shit going on. She does actually have to, like, start practicing, which is why she's not going. Because this, and I love that. I don't know. Did one of you guys say it or did my brother say it first? But someone was like, oh, so it's like AAU, but for swimming.
Oh, yeah. I think I said that.
Yes, it's that. And so she has to start. She has to start practice.
Yeah, it's real deal. Like,
she, and then they take my monies.
Man, what if she just shows out from the jump, though?
She's the young. She'll be the youngest kid on the team.
Dude, she's like a wonder kid, you know?
The wunder kid.
She's the wunder kid. Yeah. She's the rising star.
So.
Rookie of the year.
Well, she hasn't broken her arm yet. It's probably going to be hard to do that in water.
That would be very difficult, but impressive. I'd hate to see what happened to the water. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man. For people that did get that reference, that is rookie of the year. What was his name again?
Roland Gardner.
Ooh. Rowan Gardner. Yeah. You got it. Look at you coming off the top rope, my man.
Noted movie guy. It's
classic.
Hartzell.
Everybody knows this one.
All right, we got some voicemails.
I have four voicemails today. Including two from the same place, I believe.
Oh, just before we do that, because this is a gardening podcast about football, gardening podcast style. I did take her out, I forgot to. We talked about this on the thing, and you didn't even bring it up, Hartzell, the rad dad shit. So, Serbs, I made donuts with my kid yesterday.
Yeah?
Like little donut balls.
It's called donut holes, is what those are called.
Well, Hartzell, stop ruining dude's story.
He's not ruining it.
Ruining it for me. As soon as I heard his voice, I checked out.
But when I was a kid, I used
calm
to stay
down. It's okay.
When I was a kid, I used to stay at this guy, Mike Sack. I used to stay at his house.
What's up, Mike? And
Mike Sack. Hell yeah.
They called him Sack Man.
Sack time.
And so his mom used to take like those biscuits, like Grands, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I used to wake up before him every single time I spent the night at his house. But I would go downstairs and his mom would have like grease on the stove, and Mary B, shout out to Mary B, and she would bust open the thing of Grands, and I would help her, and we would take the Grands, cut them up into quarters, roll them out, drop them in the grease, and then get them out, and then put them in cinnamon sugar.
Yep.
And that was like one of the things that I remember from life.
My Uncle John, every Thanksgiving and Christmas, he breaks out his little fryer, and he does the same thing with the Grands. He makes his own apple filling, but he breaks out the cans of biscuits, the Grands. I think his grandma or mom did it this way too. And we flatten them out, roll them out, and fill those with the fruit thing and make little fruit pies in the fryer with them and dust them with sugar and stuff. I love that. That's such a Southern thing of like make use of what you got with the time you have. That's like a, I was raised by someone with five brothers and sisters, and they didn't have time to make all the biscuits. This. So we got the grands.
Well, I have one kid. So we actually made biscuits.
Yeah.
We made like real, like white lily. I showed her how to cut butter in to the biscuits.
Yep.
And we did that. And then we, you know, you did a light massage because you don't want to overwork your biscuits.
Don't overwork it. They'll get hard as a rock.
And we dropped that dough into the grease and made those little donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Took them out. There was cinnamon, there was sugar, and there was, I also made a glaze with I use honey or molasses, one of them. I think honey. But it was like powdered sugar with some cream, and then you drop in a little bit of honey, but you can also use molasses, all that. And we did that. That's what we did yesterday. That was our, like, I'm trying to, like, when it's me and she and I'm trying to make sure she's not having a ton of screen time. And so I try to come up with a project. And that was our project for yesterday. And it was amazing. It was so fun. And she learned a skill and she learned something that's going to persist going forward. So that did feel like a rad dad moment. By the way, call in with you. We haven't had any rad dad calls. Call in 336-448-3607. But we did that. The other thing that we did is make a zip line. Not for her. I'm not doing that. That's insane. She's not coordinated enough to handle a zip line. I'm just going to be honest. Unless there's like a harness involved and like I have to do some like proper anchoring and all this stuff, no zip line at our house. But we made a zip line for her, like her little dabs and doodles, right? Fishing line tied to the chandelier in our like keeping room, all the way to the banister that goes towards the front door. And then we clipped in all of her stuff and just let it zip and zip and zip and zip and zip, and she could bring it back up to the top. I'm realizing that she is going to be very much taller than me very soon. Because the thing that I'm tying it to, she could also reach. And I was like, oh, God. But we made a zip line. That was the day before yesterday. So that was Wednesday. But we made a zip line. And it was just like having fun. The only thing that sucked is when we were making a zip line, I was trying to tie it to the banister. I did cut my arm open pretty bad. And it was just, I didn't think it was bleeding. She's like, Dad, it's bleeding. And I was like, I don't feel blood. And I was like,
you look down, it's bad.
Because it was, well, no, I couldn't see it. Mm-hmm. But also because it was going down the other side. It was on my elbow.
Yeah.
So it wasn't coming up my forearm. It was going down my bicep, like my tricep.
Yeah.
So I never, like, I was like, no blood. Look, no blood. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, but look underneath here. And I'm like, I can't look under. Can you look under? I can't look underneath here.
All right, so I got one for you.
Yes, sir.
As a girl dad,
mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Dude Perfect?
Oh, yeah, I have a Dude Perfect headband that I'm going to wear today.
Okay. Dude Perfect is coming to the Joel Saturday in Winston-Salem.
Nice. I've known Dude Perfect before I was a dad, because we worked with them with Bleach Report.
We got free tickets.
Nice.
We are taking the boys to the 6 o'clock showing. They're doing like a double feature. They're doing like a bunch of shows here. I think they're doing like three shows in 2 days or something like that.
Yeah.
I do not watch Dude Perfect on YouTube. I know they are very popular. They have made a fortune.
Yes.
Trick shot videos, et cetera, et cetera. So that is my rad dad submission. I'll let you know how it is next week.
Here's what I want to know. I need you to do this for me. Tell me how many attempts they're giving.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be looking at this critically.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, tell me how many attempts.
Because this can't be like the slam dunk competition where the guy tries to do the dunk like 10 times. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because when I was at Bleacher Report is when Dude Perfect started out. Dude Perfect, and they were doing like bottle flip and trick shots and all this stuff. And we tried some of that stuff, and I was like, I'm in Redondo Beach, Redondo Beach High School, and we're trying to do a bottle flip challenge where we get all the Elite 11 quarterbacks to do the bottle flip. And I'm looking at my watch like, man, I can get to Manhattan Beach Post very quickly if these guys can get this done. But they couldn't get it done. And then finally they were like, okay, try something else. And that wasn't Dude Perfect, just for the record.
Trust me, bro. I'm going to be looking at this.
Doing Dude Perfect stuff.
I'm going to be looking at these dudes very critically. But, I mean, we were gifted the tickets. Like, I don't think I'd be like, yo, let's do this. Like, the kids don't know. They don't. Like, we've watched a couple episodes. They'll be into it.
It's awesome. It's super awesome. Like, when you watch the final product, it's very cool. I am just curious of what that looks like live.
Same.
Yeah. Okay. So we're on the same page. Not a knock on them, not judging them. I truly am just curious to see. Oh, shit. I need to take a brush to Memphis, don't I? For my beard. There we go. Yeah. I'm just curious to see what it looks like live. Sorry. I was looking at the brush and I was like, oh, I didn't pack that yet.
What if they like try trick shots and none of them ever work? Like, it's like 2 hours of trying to do the thing, and by the end they're like, "Come on, guys, let's get it together."
I'm glad you asked.
To see this,
if and when that starts happening, me and the boys will boo them.
Yes.
Boo this man.
Boo them, please. Boo them.
I'm also curious, like, are we serving alcoholic beverages at this thing? They got to, right? Like,
they have
for the parents.
It's at the Joel. Yeah, they're going to have Bud Light available.
It's for the parents. Like, yeah. Of course.
Shout out to my man Ty for the free tickets. I appreciate you, dog. I know you listen to the show. I appreciate you.
No, thank you for listening. I'm like genuinely curious of how long it takes because as someone who like shoots video, does video, has to do multiple takes and then like dump takes and like truly has like that's, and I'm not making trick shot videos. These are videos that I've already thought about and know what I want to say in them. I'm very curious of what it looks like to like you're not in the same arena every time, right? Sight lines aren't always the same. Maybe you're doing a new trick. You can practice all you want, but this is not the same as like shooting a three-pointer. Like, this isn't like Steph Curry making 100 threes in a row. This is, I have to do this and bounce it off that and then still get it into the basket. Right?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's going to get awkward, man. Either that or it's all fixed. It's like the Globetrotters. Sorry,
yeah, but you can't.
For anybody.
How can you Globetrotter fix this? I guess that's the thing that I'm also curious about.
Magnets.
Magnets. How do they
how
work?
How do they work?
Damn. Talk about sipping a Faygo.
Holograms. Holograms. Like, listen, man, I'm a roll up in there with some binoculars, dude. Like, I'll be honest. Part of me is like, y'all trying to go Cirque du Soleil out here. Let's see it. Let's see it.
This ain't pink what's it, like the scarf thing. This is not that.
I just want to look.
Around on a scarf.
I will come on the show next week. I will give these dudes their credit, but I'm going in a little skeptical because everything I've seen involves post production. And let's see what this looks like live. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I bet they're all on like wires and shit.
They might be.
Fucking
they may not
breakers.
Even be there, dude. It may all be holograms. We'll see.
Dude, I'm... I just am, I'm watching some of it now.
Yeah.
The basketball always goes out of frame.
Interesting. I mean, that's, it's a fair concern. Listen,
the basketball always goes out of frame, dude. 252 million views. God damn.
No, these guys make like nine figures a year off of their YouTube empire. It's insane.
Is the Dude Perfect live show worth it? Fans get to enjoy behind-the-scenes stories and exclusive content that give a fun peek into the group's creative journey. So this is going to be like, I don't think you're going to see
this show. They're just going to be talking.
I think they're going to talk about how they're going to be talking, and I bet there's canned videos of making of like something.
Yeah, I think what you're going to get is like, what's the Joel's like Jumbotron situation?
They got a very nice like hanging Jumbotron situation.
I'm imagining these dudes have their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be watching a lot of videos.
Yeah.
I'm going to see the live tour intro from 2002 here on YouTube.
It's going to be tough to hear the audio when you hear this from the upper deck.
Boo! It looks like they bring their own screen and stage set up.
Is it the full arena or is it just like a half cut
down?
Don't
know. I mean, the Joel holds like 15-16K. We'll see.
Looks like they've just got the back area cut down. Like, looks like about 3/4 of the arena is available for seating plus the floor.
There we go.
Plus like half the
floor. Look, here's the thing. It can't be worse.
So they're going to have a big screen.
It can't be worse than like Disney on Ice. Like it'll be entertaining.
Well, Disney on Ice actually requires talent, though.
Yeah, but it's miserable. It's just a bunch of mascots skating around, and the music and the you know.
People are living their dreams, man.
Here's the thing: there's gonna be look. I know there's gonna be merch.
Server.
What?
No, not. Hey,
that's
no,
they're
I'm
on
not,
their
I'm,
way to their dream, bro.
Server, my cousin, who I will see today.
Uh-huh.
That is she doesn't do Disney on Ice. She does like stilt walking and performing like stunt shows at Disney, and you
she
are
probably
100%,
loves it.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, "Hey, no, we're not making fun."
No, there's people like that. Like, obviously, do they want to? I'm sure that a lot of the performers on Disney on Ice are either winding down their career or they're on their way up and they're hoping to like not be Disney on Ice at some point, but like hell, man. It's still pretty cool. It's way better than fucking my job. I sit at a fucking computer and click and drag and delete.
It's your drag D's.
Nothing special. Yeah. Drag D's, dog.
No, I'm being honest. I'm pretty happy with my
pretty
career.
Good.
It's not the best career, but
I'm pretty happy with it. I'm happy with mine, too. I just recognize that there's way more fun and interesting things.
I'm not trying to be on.
I'm not interested.
Dude. I don't want to be on stilts. I don't want to be on ice skates. Ain't no fucking way.
I've never ice skated.
You've never ice skated?
No, you kidding me? I'm from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hartzell, have you ice skated before?
Yes.
Okay.
I can skate. We've had this discussion. I can roller skate. I can ice skate. I can rollerblade. Like, I can fucking
I don't know that I could roller skate at this point. I could rollerblade. I'm pretty positive I could get back up on the blades.
I can roller skate. I was never into rollerblading. We've also had I know we had this discussion because we called them fruit booters.
I don't think that's appropriate.
I don't think you can say
it's
that.
It's not. And I said this is a long time ago.
Wow. So I get roasted for taking the slightest step off course, and Felder gets to refer to man. I can't even say it, dude.
60 minutes.
If we want to go up and clean that 60.
No, don't clean it up.
6-0.
I'm saying He's that when I was past. When I was 10.
Golly, dude.
And I was skateboarding. We made fun of rollerbladers when they went to the skate park.
Oh well, I would have never done that. I went to the King Roller Dome, where I will say blades were the preferred. Were the preferred mode of transportation. But that was at the fucking rink. I would never would I ever go to the skate park with rollerblades on.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
But I wouldn't call them that.
We no one will say, we will never say that again. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You almost made me say it. It's the thing I've never said in my life. I've never even thought. And you almost got me to say it.
Dude, when we went to the roller rink.
All bets are off, dude.
Bro, when we went to the skate rink.
One goal.
You had your big ass jeans on.
Yeah, one goal in seventh grade.
At just the get some rink. Girl's number.
Yeah, get some girl's number. Accidentally brush a boob, maybe.
Like, that was, like, yeah, we was, when we was skating, when we were in, like, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, we, like, I had a, yeah, you know those little.
Fucking Bloodhound gang come on in the middle of the floor, and we all turn up.
Nah, bro, we, listen, ours, mine was, in the words of Hartzell, urban.
Yeah, I was going to say, Felder's out there skating around to R. Kelly, who is now serving hard time.
Yeah, we were too. We were too.
I had one of those little mini notebooks.
Uh huh.
What was in it?
Hopefully, girls' numbers.
Damn.
Yeah, boy.
Play ass motherfucker.
Yeah, boy.
Player. That's what people said about you. Felder's
out
a player.
There doing his thing. Mom, drop me off at the roller rink.
Dude, man. Roller
Miss
rink.
Miss Ham will pick us up.
Would you ever like?
Did you do that, Hartzell?
Would you ever like accidentally? Would you ever like accidentally run into somebody?
What do you mean?
Like when you're roller skating on the rink?
No.
See, you're a fucking menace, Hartzell. You'd be fucking with people too much, stepping over the line.
I tell you, well, hang on. That's not completely true.
I was talking about girls specifically. Like,
oh, you're talking about girls.
Oh, like grabbing by the, you know, like you're like, oh,
that's different. I thought you were talking about like trying to start.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Nah, no. What my dad did
personal
teach
space.
Me, because I can tell you what, my dad could roller skate his ass off.
Oh yeah.
And disco my dad taught my probably. Dad taught me how to my dad taught me how to take the turns.
Yeah. Taught you how to skate backwards too, didn't he?
I never learned how to skate backwards, no. He can, I can't.
But it's a clutch move, especially when you try to talk to somebody.
He taught me about the whip. Where you get like four friends involved, so there's five of you.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. The chain.
And you get the chain going, and then you do a couple passes, and then you just rocket somebody.
Yeah,
he taught me about the whip, which is crazy.
And it's fun.
It is dangerous. Fun.
Because no it one wears also helmets at the roller dome, right?
No.
On the fucking hardwood? Crack your skull wide open on that thing if you trip.
It's crazy what people did before the internet, man. It's just, you know.
They still do it. You know they're doing it.
Not like this.
You know what? I think that might be Samantha's next birthday party.
Roller skating was like the play for birthday parties for us.
Oh, yeah. Same.
It was the move.
Shout out to Rainforest, Putt-Putt, and roller skating out near Stone Mountain, man. If you still live in Atlanta, that place, call in if that place is still kicking.
336-448-3607. Shout out to Kate's Skating Rink and Trade Winds in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the King Roller Dome in Stokoe. You know. If you
bro,
know, you know.
Like there they are. They're gone. They're going to the pool.
Bye.
Goodbye.
It's 11:25.
You're not going to see him until Sunday night?
Yep.
Dang,
it's
man.
10:25, just by the way.
Day gone.
What did I say?
A limb.
It's, 10:25. Sorry.
Day gone.
Day gone.
I just... Didn't
I got four voicemails,
out.
Felder.
I already made this morning, I wake up. God. I have to go to the grocery store to get this Simply Mango. Mm-hmm. I did pick up. My man was like, steak's on sale, man. You want something?
And
I was
dude.
And he goes, I got 2-inch cuts. And I was like, give me a 2-inch.
Yeah.
So when I get home on Sunday, we're going to have a 2-inch steak.
Just wet age them for a couple days.
And just relax. I'm actually going to dry age.
Do you have a dry ager?
I do.
Well, how do you do it? Are you just do it in the fridge?
I do it in the fridge, yes.
Nice.
Okay. I do not. I dry it in the fridge, I'm gonna coat it in sea salt.
Yeah. And then you just do you end up, but it's only a couple days. Do you have to cut anything off? Nah.
No. And he already trimmed it for me, so we're good.
Cool. I know. It doesn't get a pellicose from a couple days, though, right?
No. It's going to be fine. And I'll keep it. The good thing is my wife did get me these boxes, those plastic bins that, like, collapse and unfold and collapse and refold. I'm going to put it in there so it'll be like sealed.
Yeah.
But it'll still be cold. And then I'm going to, that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to drop a little vinegar in there.
Get that funk.
All right, Hartzell, I know you want to do voicemails. They're gone. Let's
do the voicemails.
They didn't even say bye. Yeah. We said bye before we started the show. They just left.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, get out of here. Leave. What does Uncle Baby Billy say?
Go outside, nerd.
Go outside, nerd. Yeah, that's what they're like. Here we go. Because then I got to get some. I know we got the other stuff, but then we got to get this. Let's go to. Oh, man. This is going to be rough. This is a rough one for me. I will say this. Can we go 704 part one?
Uh-oh.
All right. Part two. Got cut off.
God damn it. Do the other one.
You hate to see it.
Yo. First time caller from Vegas. Just moved out here from Charlotte. Was actually born in Asheville. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you and shout out to y'all for all the awareness y'all were spreading and all the support y'all were giving for the tragedy that happened in Asheville. That was really dope, y'all. Really, really cool.
No problem, man.
It's going to be a long one. Pause. So stay with me. Okay. So first of all, I fuck with y'all. Y'all just seem like some really good stand-up people, good-ass dads, good people, good friends, fucking creatives, successful in y'all's careers. Y'all are great family men. And
don't
y'all are
successful
assholes, but like in the good way, like the shit I strive to do. Y'all are the good kind of assholes.
Thank you.
So for the question, I'm a new Blackstone user. I was looking up tips and fucking tutorials and shit on the internet and Instagram, but I figured I should go to, you know, the professional chefs that I listen to in podcast form every Wednesday, which are way better than Blue Apron users. Fuck those guys.
Yes!
Sorry. But anyway, somebody used it before me, and they didn't, like, do all the prep when it was brand new, and I realized that today. So I figured I need, like, a hard reset on it or something. So I got home, and I was ready to cook something. I had my girl get some pre-seasoned fajitas from this little Mexican store. So somebody's Mexican auntie already seasoned them and got it all ready and stuff. Don't judge me. I'm not a chef like y'all. I don't cook at all. But got home, and I was like, oh, shit, none of the stuff has been done. It's been used, and it's not seasoned. It's not cleaned. It's not prepped. Oiled up and all that. So, like I said, I was looking online trying to figure out what all I needed to do. I tried to rush it and do it real fast because I was hungry. I was tired after work. Everybody wanted to eat. So I just kind of sped through it, did a mini version of everything, and cooked the fajitas. They came out good, I guess. I'm not a cook. So, like, my girl said they were good. Her brother said they were good. I was like, they was all right. You know, there was a little. I like my steak medium, but I like my chicken cooked all the fucking way. I don't want any questionable bites in my chicken. So I probably overcooked it, but they liked it. I see room for improvement because got to get better every day. Got to get 1% better every day.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know, you know, if y'all have any tips or suggestions for me doing like a hard reset on it, if I should just scrub it with soap, like the internet says, and then season it.
All right. Hang on. We cooking.
All right. Part two. Got cut off. I'm one of those guys. Just what tips y'all have, what y'all do in the beginning with a brand new Blackstone, what I should do, if I should do anything different since it got used before it got prepped the way it should. And any suggestions for easy stuff to cook or anything like that? I'm, like I said, I don't cook, but I want to use this Blackstone a lot. So what y'all think I should throw in there, what I should experiment with, what, you know, just anything. Y'all the pros. Know what the pros would do. And then also, again, I don't cook, but I want to get a grill, and I want to grill a lot. I want to do that. Maybe not cooking in the kitchen, but it's still cooking. I've cooked on a charcoal grill. I don't think I've ever cooked on a gas grill, but I'm not sure which one I should get. So I would love y'all's opinion, suggestion, anything like that on that. And, you know, yeah, kind of lost where I was at there. shit, but yeah, so any suggestions on Starkle versus Gazgrill, anything I can do with the Blackstone, and also Felder, and everybody, anybody in their life, used to be the main character, and if somebody disagrees, fuck them. We all play the supporting role in all our loved ones' lives, so we should be able to be the main character when it's fitting, when we should. Because, I mean, who wants to be Day-Day? We could be Craig. Come on, dog. For real. That might go over Hartzell's head. Hopefully he gets it. If he not, y'all got to put him on. But, but yeah, I think that's about it. That was pretty long-winded. So, appreciate y'all. Can't wait to listen back to this if y'all get to it. And hopefully get some good advice. Let's fucking grow.
great call. Two great calls. No notes.
Yeah.
Also, I want to talk to you about the Blackstone thing. But first, we need to normalize just cussing when you're around adults.
Yeah.
Like, this is an adult space. I love that he felt comfortable enough to use profanity. They're just words.
Yeah, they don't control us.
Yeah. Let's fucking grow. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, I like that. Two, Hartzell, did you understand the Day-Day versus Craig thing?
No.
That's a Friday reference?
Nope.
Well, yes, Day-Day and Friday?
I don't know, man. I thought there was a Craig in Friday.
Yeah, there is a Craig in Friday. Is there a Day-Day in Friday?
Man, look, I guess not. I guess I didn't get the reference, so.
Okay.
You're right, because Day-Day's the next Friday and Friday after next, you fucking monster.
Miserable now, piece of Hartzell, shit. Do you have a Blackstone?
No.
Cerber does. So, Cerber, you're the expert on this. I think, in my mind, it's very much like a cast iron skillet, but...
Absolutely. We're like, you're the best person you talk to about this is if you have a grandparent who has a cast iron skillet. This isn't what they did. With the Blackstone, first I would like to say you should get a charcoal grill, because technically you already have a gas grill with the Blackstone. Everything that you would maybe do on a gas grill instead of a charcoal grill, you could pretty much do on the Blackstone. And like...
Right.
You can only do like a burger on a charcoal grill, or like a backyard style burger on a charcoal grill. I feel like you can't pull it off on a gas grill, and you can also only do a smash burger on a Blackstone, like the right way, in my opinion. So like, you've got both of those. Chicken on a charcoal grill, next fucking level, as opposed to gas. Like, using the smoke as flavor from a charcoal grill, using your bricks as flavor, there's a whole art to that, which I think is worth it. So that's that. With the Blackstone, canola oil, Crisco, shortening, stuff like that. The first thought I think people have is that they need to like season, just like cook bacon on it. Like, that's fine, but it's not going to cure it the right. Like, the best thing you can use is like shortening or like straight up beef tallow, and just burn that shit into it. Without pictures, I don't really know what you're working with, but ultimately, I think those things come pre-seasoned, but the pre-seasoning kind of sucks and gets messed up a little bit. If there is any like red or rust or anything on that thing, it's probably just on the surface between that first layer of seasoning and the air, so to speak. Thing. So you can burn that off, though, is my thing, Felder. Before you start seasoning, crank that motherfucker up, get a scraper, and scrape that shit, burn that shit off. That's what I did for mine recently when I had to re-season.
Do you do water on yours?
So when you clean it that first time, I wouldn't use water. I would use ice. I would take a bucket or a big bowl of ice and throw that on there, because of the way it heats and gets the grease off. It shocks everything. And that water then will slowly boil some stuff off. But I don't like just dumping water on there.
The thing that I'm thinking about it, like, from a cast iron standpoint, I will do I do water in my cast iron when I have like residue, and then I'll re-season it, and get it boiling and scrape, and then I will then dump and then re-season with the oil and the shortening and the butter and all that.
Yeah, so that's what we're gonna. That's what. That's what he's going to be doing this time. So I'm going to say turn it on, get it real hot, scrape it off real good, dump the ice on it, okay? Yes. And then be scraping that. You don't want the water to pool up. You do want it to kind of boil off any nasty shit that might be on there, help right. separate any like dried up gooped on oil or anything like that. And you're only going to do this the one time, right? Now, after this, you're doing as like an all-day seasoning. Like you're checking on it every 5 to 10 minutes, but you're letting you're getting a bunch of different oil. They make a conditioner for Blackstone specifically that I like, that I really liked using. It's what I started with. I used the whole jar of this conditioner, which was like palm oil, canola oil, and a couple of other oils mixed in. And I started with that, and that got everything like black and smooth. And then I started pouring on bacon grease shit like that and curing it a little extra. And then the first thing I did was smash burgers. Beef fat, baby.
Yeah, tallow.
Yeah, man. Beef fat. And just after I finish cooking on it, another thing I do is I take a little bit of canola oil, spread it evenly over the cooking surface after I get it any residue scraped off, spread that canola oil, and then like let it heat for just a minute to let that cook in on high. I rub it in a little bit, yep, and then turn everything off. Wipe that sumbitch down with a paper towel.
And then go hang out with your wife.
And it's ready. And then the next time you go to it, man, it's going to be like fucking glass. Like, nothing will stick after that. But it's an all-day thing. You're just going to need to spend all day doing multiple layers of seasoning and curing and just dedicate an entire Saturday.
So, to go to his next question, which was about the grill, I like charcoal. I do. I haven't used it much this summer because it's been so hot outside.
Yeah.
But I have used my propane grill. And I will tell you this. You can get good. There's two things. I just sent you guys a picture. I do brick chicken on the propane grill. It's a brick. It's wrapped in foil. And you just whole chicken, smash it down. I let the brick get super hot. I hope you have gloves because you're gonna need those. I have gauntlets that my mom gave me for Father's Day, so I can pick up the 500 degree brick and put it on top of a split of a like a spatchcock chicken. Helps with the cook. Helps it cook even. Works really well. I like my propane grill because it does give me like speed cook. I don't have to waste all the time. Although I will say this, Hartzell's home, what's it called when you, housewarming gift. Mm. It's not a housewarming gift because I already own the house. But yes, the gift that Hartzell got me when I moved back to Charlotte, amazing. The propane torch, if you're going to get a charcoal grill, Gilbert Arenas, hibachi. If you're going to get a charcoal grill, make sure you get a propane torch. You're going to need it. You're going to need a propane torch. It works way easier, which if you're going to get a propane torch, maybe you just also have a propane grill. So maybe you have two grills. Is that crazy?
I don't know if it's crazy. It's extreme, but I don't know if it's crazy.
I've got both. And if you're going to have propane anyways, you get a propane grill. What I would get, God, that's so hard to say. Can you say it?
Propane and propane accessories.
If you're going to get a God.
Slow down, anyways, man.
Taste the meat.
Slow down. It's
not
be okay.
The heat.
Hey.
No, calm down. It's okay.
Just talk
slower. If you're going to get a gas grill. If you're gonna get a gas grill,
don't let the word win.
He surrendered. He surrendered.
Yeah, don't let it win. Try it one more time.
Propane.
Nailed it.
There we go. Anyways, if you're gonna get a gas grill,
propane grill.
I recommend like just a simple 4-burner charbroil, easy. Figure out what you like. Figure out what you can do. It's going to be easy when you get off work. It's going to be easy to just start, go, boom, boom, boom. No problem. And it's easy. All you have to do is make sure you take out the grease trap, because otherwise you will start a fire. And that's not good. It will absolutely start a fire.
By the way, dog, clean out that little cup on the back of your Blackstone, because that shit's going to catch on fire.
Yeah, that'll also catch on fire, yes.
It'll just, and from experience, when it fills up, it'll just start spilling into the place where your burners are underneath. You won't see the fire happening.
No, it'll just
happen. Not good. Not good.
And also, for the record, we're speaking of cleaning things, your dishwasher. Get in there and get that filter cleaned out.
Bruh, I just, did I tell y'all I fixed my dishwasher?
You said you had to take it apart.
We had to take it apart. The filter had some shiz in it that needed to get cleaned up. That did not solve the problem, though. And when I looked, I was like, this filter ain't that bad, you know?
Yeah.
Still wouldn't drain. I had to get up in the line, dude. I had to take the line off, and there was something up in it.
The line that goes to your sink?
That goes to the sink, yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to get in there because something got through the filter that shouldn't have. The moral of all this is, you know, my wife, who I love dearly, is going to rinse the dishes a little more thoroughly before placing them in the dishwasher from now on.
So, shout, by the way,
that I had mentioned several times in the past. When pulling dishes out of the dishwasher that hadn't come completely clean.
So
just something I had mentioned.
I have 17 to 37 times. I have a new appliance guy. His name is Igor.
Igor.
Yes.
Hump. Hey, what hump?
Hello, I'm Igor. I'm here to work on the refrigerator. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Because my refrigerator was just dark. Apparently, with the new GE refrigerators, they're all connected. I looked it up online, and I was like, how can I fix this? I should be able to fix this. I want to be able to fix this. I know I need to be able to fix this. And I don't... For people that listen to the show, I think you guys know that I fix stuff, right?
Yeah. Bob the Builder over there.
But what happens is, they were like... I'm looking up these videos on YouTube, and they're like, you need to get into the fuse box. And one of them was like, and the best way to get in the fuse box, if you have a Dremel, you can cut this part, and then you can just get right to where you need to be. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. That I was like, I'm not going to cut into a three-year-old refrigerator and like have a hole on the side. Because I want to fix this, replace the fuse. But basically what happened is there's 5 lights in my refrigerator, if I'm not mistaken. It might be 6. One of them died. And then they're all connected through one fuse. So all of them go dim because this one is trying to still be active and it's pulling all the juice away. My man Igor was like, yeah, you did it. Like, he was like, you know what you're talking about. You did the research. You know what's happening. He goes, I have to get the part. So Friday, he orders the part. Monday, he shows up. Monday at my house was a fucking joke. It was a joke. Monday at my house, my wife doesn't have work. She's trying to get to the pool as fast as possible. Pool doesn't open until noon. My kid is just like playing Nintendo Switch, and I'm like, this can't be the whole day. I'm trying to get some work done. 4 Hard Downs, by the way. It's felder.substack.com. And my lawn care guys come. I haven't paid them for 2 weeks. I have to get the money to them. Then I go back in to start writing. Igor shows up. He's in the house. I had to go to the bank with my brother to go and close out this account that we have together.
Yeah.
For the house that we just sold. Oh, did I tell you guys this? There was like, I left money in the account so the account would stay open and we would get the bonus money. And the lady goes, do you want that in check or cash? And I was like, I mean, check makes the most sense, but I was like, cash.
Cha-ching.
So she gave me like $6,000 in cash.
How that was probably a cool feeling, right? All hundos.
It was so dope.
Yeah, dude. You'd flash it. You flash it in the car and take a picture.
It was in an envelope, and I handed it to my wife, and she was like, didn't get a check? And I was like, mm-mm. And my brother's here, and my brother's like, he said he wanted the cash. And then I had to reverse engineer it, because I was like, well, here's the reality. Like, if we get a check for $6,000, that's going to take, like, how long is that to clear? That's going to take 10 days, right?
Oh.
Nah, dude. You can, like, instant deposit that with your phone now.
Who's the check from? A bank?
It's from Wells to Bank of America.
That takes one business day.
Yeah.
That's going to be very quick.
It's okay. It's all right. $6,000 cash. I like the smart decision. I love it. Yeah, good for you, man.
That's just as good as money.
Ripped off a C-note for my daughter. She didn't do anything to earn it.
Yeah, but that eyes lit up, right?
I get it.
And then...
That's a papaw move right there. Guess what? Here's $100.
Paid my man Igor.
Cash.
Paid him in cash. Boom.
Lawn guy. Cash.
Long guy got a check. The check was already written.
Damn, that money clip is thick right now.
No, it's just in an envelope.
Yeah. Chilling.
Just chilling. But
I like to keep a little cash on hand. I can dig it, man.
When I go to put that into the ATM, because here's the thing. I got lost. I'm being honest right now. Let me be vulnerable. I got lost.
Hey, man, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. It's fucking Toyota's fault.
That's right. You're in a tree of trust.
I got lost.
Trust tree.
They told me where I looked up the location of the bank, right? I'm going to Wells Fargo in Ballantyne. I've seen this Wells Fargo a million times. I go. They have an ATM that's across the street. I see the signage and I'm like, okay, it's in here. Oh, it's not in here. Okay. So where is it? Then I get on the street that it's on. There's a traffic circle and I'm like, where is this place? So it took me a long time to find it. So then I show up, and then I was like, no, I'm getting this fucking cash. Because you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not stopping at another bank after this. I'm not stopping at Bank of America or Truist after this. I don't even know my PIN number for fucking Truist. So this could be a problem for her, not for me. I'm not dealing with it. So listen to a voicemail. SC.
860.
Hey, this is Shane in Connecticut. I used to be Shane in Vermont, but we moved last year for my wife's new job. Anyways, I'm calling in because I don't think anybody answered Server's call to determine if Hartzell could be I think he said specifically a long-haul truck driver, but a truck driver. When I moved back to Connecticut, I reached out to a place I was interested in working, and the only thing they had in the short term was to be a delivery driver. And it really wasn't what I wanted to do, but it was my way in, so I did it. I found out that in the state of Connecticut, you can drive a CDL truck without a CDL as long as it has agricultural plates on the truck. There's some weight limits. You can't do anything with a fifth wheel, and you can't be more than 150 miles from the farm, which I don't think is even possible in the state of Connecticut. So I went from not having a CDL to shadowing a guy for 2 days to, next thing you know, I'm in a 28-foot-long international box truck on I-95 in Southern Connecticut. And I got used to it, and Hartzell, you definitely could do, like, local delivery routes. You get used to the routine. You kind of go to the same kind of places all the time. It's not a terrible experience. I didn't hate it as much as I thought it would. Long-haul truck driving, God bless the people that do that, because that ain't for me. I can't imagine. I kind of get anxiety when I'm driving, and you think you're going to miss a turn or something like that, and you can't just turn around easy. I have no idea how those guys do it when they're going places that they've never been. So I don't think you want to be a long-haul truck driver, but you definitely could do the shorter stuff. Let's grow.
Thank you for your support, Shane.
I agree on the box truck, but a 28-footer ain't no 53-foot dry van, okay?
It's not the same, Hartzell. I didn't say 53-footer.
If you're going to be a long-haul truck driver, my man, you're driving 53-foot reefers and dry vans, okay?
I'm just saying, you've seen me drive, Serber. I think I've got it.
You can't do it.
I, th- think I got it, dude.
You don't got it.
I think I could.
You so don't got it. And also, I know that's right. You can't shower at a truck stop. You're not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you ain't wrong there.
You're not going to be able to piss in a jug going down the road.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Not happening.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I'll just raw dog it for half.
You're
going to
get killed at the truck stop you pick. I've seen the way you pick gas stations.
I know.
You're
going to
pick the murder truck stop.
I have a terrible penchant for picking
the
dirtiest,
frankly,
most like glory hole ridden bathrooms in the entire country.
I don't know how it's so bad, Felder, but I've taken trips with Hartzell five times now, four or five times on like more than 4 hours. And, he manages to find the most run-down, podunk, none of the shit works here, it smells so bad, and there's trash everywhere, gas stations.
Are you not picking out brand new gas stations?
And if there's a nice one across the street, he'll pick the shitty one on the other side of the street.
You know what I need to start doing is, like, I just need to go oppo, like whatever I'm thinking. I'll pull into like a quick trip. I know. I'll pull into
a quick
trip.
It's like your weird. It's like a weird kink.
You gotta
I'm
go
not
Costanza.
Here to kink shame, but it's like a thing for you. I don't know.
You got to go Costanza. If every instinct I've ever had is wrong, maybe I just do the opposite.
We got one more voicemail. I would like to play
Let's play it.
We
Let's
wrap
go
up
ahead.
The show. God almighty.
Hey, boys. Justin in Seattle. I've got to call and keep this bit going. Felder and the main character energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're great. I love you. I love the whole show. But you ain't hiding no light under no bushel, my man. Keep it up. Love the show. Let's grow.
Phenomenal call.
I think it's 100% fair to say Felder is the main character of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. But I also think it's fair to say that I am hiding my light under a bushel.
On this show?
On every show. Everything I do.
Really? You don't get... Why don't you give 110%?
Oh, I give 110%. I also don't
ask... You ain't
hiding
shit, then.
I don't know. That's not giving 110%. Again, and this goes back to the thing. I work very hard to try to, and I've been told by like my father and by other callers that I overtalk my wife.
Calm down. It's okay.
Yeah, see? Exactly. That I overtalk and I try to center myself. So what I'm doing is actively fighting main character syndrome.
He's trying, folks. He's aware of it and he's trying. And that's really all you can ask for.
I'm actively fighting against it. So I do think, like, you know how much more fucking light I have, dude?
Hey, take it easy, man. Put the piece
away. Do you know how much fucking light I have?
Man.
Do you know how much light I have? How much light I could fucking shine on anything?
The point of that call was not to get you triggered, man. He said he liked you.
I have so much more shit to talk about.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
I sent you guys a picture. I made the fucking brick chicken on the fucking grill. Come on.
Yeah, dude.
Man, just... They're calling the cops, okay?
Made fucking wontons from scratch?
All right.
The fuck are you doing, Blue Apron?
Take it easy, man.
Blue Apron. More like Blue Chew, am I right?
Yeah. That was perfect.
That's the show. That's the show.
Trip? That
is that Trip that said that?
No.
It sounds just like Trip.
Our boy Felder's going to be spending 72 hours in Charlotte with Trip, so pray for him.
I know. We're going to have a
great time. Hey, Felder, tell Trip I said what's up, because I know Hartzell won't.
I will, 100%. Hartzell, are you coming at all?
No, I don't need to.
Yeah,
man, he don't care about
this
y'all.
This is Trip's show. It's you and Trip.
Yeah.
You're the star. You're the main character. He's the Robin to your Batman.
No, I'm not the main character.
Yeah, you are for this week.
The interviews
Batman's
are the main
typically
character.
Not the main character of his films.
Well, I just Trip's fair. The sidekick. He knows it. He knows his role, and he's ready. This is
Trip
a big,
is the guy that Trip is in charge. He's running the show.
This is a step up moment for him.
Trip is running the show, correct?
He's the guy in charge of the guy.
He's just there to assist. He is there to help lead. He is not the leader. You're the leader.
I'm not leading shit.
Well, get ready
to lead these.
Am I right?
Yeah. I'm folks, not leading.
He's, that's the show. We got to wrap. Trip, we have a hard out.
No, admit it. Trip is in charge.
Fucking Christ.
Trip's in charge, man.
Trip's in charge.
Okay, fine.
Trip is in charge.
Sure, fine.
So he's the main character.
Boom.
And then it's me after.
Who's going to do more talking?
Who's going to do more talking?
In Charlotte. You
me,
or him.
The person that's better at it.
Right, okay, right. The main
damn
character.
Trip.
Yeah.
What God, did he do damn. To catch that stray? God almighty.
All right, folks, thanks no so much for listening to the show. Let's grow.